What's up?
Yo!
Oh, dude, hold up.
Yeah! What is
that? I changed this.
No.
I was in Zoom the other day.
Who that? Who that? That's your family?
My girlfriend.
Oh, that's your girlfriend?
My girlfriend. It's a workout photo. What's up, man?
Oh, my God. Dude, I gotta post that on my Insta. How you doing, big dog?
I'm too late. Oh, I'm okay, man. I've just been hanging in there. It's been working a lot.
Nice. Dude, I'm crushing it. Today's my record podcast days. I've done five recordings, actually. And I got you, and I got three more to do. Three more personal ones to do. But I'm excited about our talk. This is one that I think is going to be pretty exciting. It's going to be a good learning experience for you, for me, and for the audience. And I think it's gonna be a good journey to get on. So let me do a little quick intro to the people and tell them what we're trying to do here. So I got my homie DP, double penetration. No, can David fan. In the house. I got David fan of the house. David fan's my homie. He's an up and coming startup entrepreneur. And he's been working on this thing for a while, and he's starting a consumer brand. I've known David for a long time, but one of the cool things is this guy is a doer. You know, he builds and he does it. There's no bullshit assumptions, and it's all like real talk. Like, this dude is the guy wearing the face mask and making the shit on a daily basis. So I love it. And there's no fancy fonts in his life. There's no colorful millennial, you know, colors. It's the real deal. And I'm excited for his journey. So what I want to do is I want to bring him on, and I want to do a short 10-15 minute chat, maybe even less sometimes, and just learn what happened this week, how he's feeling, what he's doing, what are the challenges, what things are working, what things are not working, and kind of give you guys an insight into, you know, just working on a startup, you know, the highs and the lows, and without the, you know, the stigma of TechCrunch fancy articles. Because most of the, you know, startups you guys hear about are like, oh, here's another company that sold for $1 billion. But really seeing the journey of the entrepreneur, the man or the woman in the arena is the key part here. So this is the journey we'll follow. David Fan is my man, and I'm gonna follow his journey, and I'm excited to have you on, brother.
And I'm happy to be here. It's been quite a journey, and we'd love to share any insights or just what goes on day to day and just how it really is. I just want to first start off, we're building Huppy. It's a better for you, plastic free form of toothpaste. Instead of toothpaste, it's in a form of a tablet. So super easy to use, better ingredients, natural ingredients. And I just want to give honest feedback, critique, just my experience. So I'm an open book, happy to be here.
There you go, man. I love that. Like, dude, that's what we lack. So I'm going to start with so we're going to do this every week. I want to get the real deal from you. So the challenges that you've faced in this past week, what have you been working on? What has worked? What hasn't worked? And obviously we can leave the insider secrets, like how you tested on all your parents, you know, the two tabs have been tested. No parents were harmed in the testing. So we can leave the insider secrets to the side, but like just the real journey is important. Lessons learned so that, you know, the next time you do it or I start a company or any of the, you know, millions and billions of my podcast listeners, because this is the largest podcast in the world, as you know, you know, we're going to make sure that they don't make the mistake. So how's the week been, man?
It's been, honestly, when you ask how the day is going or how the week is, it really depends on probably the hour that you ask me, because I could be feeling great one moment and then I get an email from, for example, this week, feeling great, planning to launch this upcoming Monday, would have been the 13th, but got an email late at night, 6 p.m. on a Friday saying, hey, you know, we've ran into these additional bugs, so it's going to take us about, you know, like another week or so to figure out what's going on here. So leading up to that, the assumption was, hey, we're about to launch, we're so close, but things just happen left and right last minute, and you just have to learn to deal with the blows. Mm-hmm. So it could be great. I'm feeling great about it. And then one day it's exciting again. One day it's bad.
Yeah.
You know, just rinse and repeat. So it really comes down to, we're excited. There's just been a lot of issues behind the scenes of, Yeah. And when you run a startup, nothing ever goes exactly how it's planned. And there's so many different things that could go wrong, from one supplier, another supplier, your web developers. But it's important to take each lesson, pick yourself back up, and just really focus, narrow into the mission, and keep that as your North Star there.
Yeah. So Dave is working on, so his brand's called Huppy, H-U-P-P-Y. And, you know, it's modernizing the way we brush our teeth, which everybody does, hopefully. And you know, he's been working on, so David, you've been working on this for about a year now?
About a year and a half.
Good.
It's going to be a year since 2019.
Yeah, I think that's awesome, man. Like, I think it tells people that, look, this is not like, you know, you come up with ideas and the next thing you just like, you know, these things take time. So tell us a little bit about, like, you know, it just takes time. You know, these things just take time. To do it right takes time.
It does. The biggest thing that I've learned or tried to take away is patience. And like you said earlier, you read the TechCrunch articles, you read a new exciting brand, and you just read the cover, you know, article piece on it, but you're forgetting all the hard work that it takes to build a company. And if you're building a consumer product, you really need to, one, build the brand, two, build the product. And it's toothpaste, so it's not like a tech company where you get all of your buddies into a room and you just spend hours and hours at night thinking about it. No, it's, you're mixing the powders. And in my case, we worked with a toothpaste formulator. He used to work at Tom Maine's. And we went back and forth. We tried it, didn't work out, sent it back, tried different products, different ingredients. And then we must have gone through at least 200 iterations on the product itself.
Yeah.
And that just takes time. And a big lesson for me was you have to be patient. You're looking out there and there's competitors, there's people doing it already. And you're like, I just want to launch.
Yeah.
But the reality is it takes patience. It takes time to really make a great product. And I think that is key in building a brand, is having a great product that speaks for itself.
Yeah. So what are you facing? You know, obviously we're in the US, especially we're going through a quarantine mode, especially California, you know, New York and those places. Launching a consumer brand, you know, obviously luckily nothing that requires non-social distancing. Like, we don't need to interact with anybody. It's a personal product. How are you feeling? Tell us about, like, the, you know, what are the trenches feeling like right now in your arena?
I like to joke. I think this may be, but I don't want to say blessing these guys. I think this is the worst time to start a company. And just thinking big picture, right? It's a bad time for everybody. People are losing jobs. People are dying. It's a serious time that we feel deeply about. And we really want to start this company and help others along the way. To speak more broadly about the business itself, it's tough, right? Consumer spending is down. Across all channels, people are going back to legacy brands where they feel more comfortable. We're lucky enough to be an essential product. It's toothpaste. And so it's not like it's travel or something like that. And so I feel blessed that we chose a semi-safe category to be in at this time. But at the same time, there's so many other issues at hand that, you know, is facing everybody today. And we just feel fortunate to be in the toothpaste category.
Got it. Nice, man. And so launch is coming up. And so this week, you know, because we're going to go week by week. So this past week, what has been the biggest challenge that you're facing? Because launch is imminent. It's any day. How does that, what do you feel as a CEO, founder? Like, what are you going through right now? You know, what is the biggest challenge that you're facing and, like, you know, kind of trying to solve on a literally on a minute by minute basis?
Yeah. Our supply chain has been a little bit disrupted given COVID-19. And things that were supposed to be here a month ago or 2 months ago are not here yet. So it's managing day to day our different suppliers, vendors, making sure things line up. We get a phone call. I get a phone call every single week saying, hey, this week especially, in this case, our web developers, we're supposed to have our site fully functional, product pages all done weeks ago, but we keep running into new issues. And in times like this, everyone's going towards e-commerce. So they're getting just bombarded with their clients are saying, hey, where's my project?
I'm
one of the clients saying, hey, where's my project? Which one's more important? So it's just managing that. And it's a lot that you can't do either. You just have to sit back and wait for them to finish. There's nothing that I can do to say, hey, you need to work faster. That's already been communicated many times. And so it's learning to accept that, hey, we might be 6 months late to your original slated launch date, but things are going to be okay. People are dealing with things right now. And the most important thing is just getting it out the door and learning to be patient and waiting for the web developers, waiting for the supply chain to flush out.
Yeah. No, I love it, man. So what's the status update on this past week? You know, where is the company right now? And then tell us maybe like, you know, what is the company hoping to do next week? So like a 14-day window.
Yeah. So this week it's mainly been getting inventory ready, putting the raw materials into our tablet press, and then packaging that away. So just getting managing that ready and seeing how many orders we could take in. Next week it's gonna be fulfilling orders. Once we launch, it's gonna be you know, shipping it out, printing out little USPS postage onto the box. We have a customized mailer box, so we write everybody's name personalized on it.
Nice.
So we have to we're gonna be doing that. We're gonna be updating inventory, we're gonna be fulfilling orders mainly. And then probably just gonna go look at different outlets, podcasts, different marketing channels that are relatively cheaper than Facebook ads or Twitter or something like that. Gotcha. So it's just looking at avenues to really get exposure. Once you launch, I think it's all going to be about exposure and then fulfilling orders, at least for the status quo, until we think about scaling from there.
Got it. So next week we start, you know, reaching out to customers. These are going to be your first customer. And I told you, I want to be the first customer. I already told you. So I if I find out that I'm customer number 002, oh man, I'll be pissed. So 001, that's me. So let me swipe my credit card. I'm telling you. So you gotta give me that.
We gotta do like a roulette or something. We have 50 people who all say they want to be the first customer.
Bro, God.
So what are we gonna do? I don't know what to do. I'm just going like sticks out of a bucket or something.
Okay, fine. Put me in the top 100. Okay, I would appreciate it. Right. So I'm excited for you. I want to give everybody like a quick snippet of your journey and your team's journey on a weekly basis. So in summary, I think, you know, obviously, you know, we've missed a year's worth of journey, which has gotten us to this day. And just to give the audience a little bit of a summary, like, you know, everything from formulation, David has worked with, you know, professional chemists to folks who've been in the toothpaste industry, to him himself trying things and making the tablets and formulating it in his basement, like all of those things from packaging to being in China to find the right, you know, packet for this and the packaging for it, making it all environmentally friendly. So there's a million things that go into launching any company, but like especially something that goes in your mouth, you got to be extra careful. This is serious business. So I'm really excited for your journey. And then next week, and I think it's not about keeping you accountable for doing it, it's just about like the journey, right? Like, so next week is like launch week, let's just say, right? So we're gonna check back in with you and we're gonna see how you're feeling. But right now, from 0 to 10, let's just 10 being like I'm gonna crush the world and 0 being like God dog, like stress levels are like, you know, DEFCON 1. Where are you?
I love that question. In terms of 1 to 10, I feel like right now I'm probably at an 8.
Okay.
Just because preparing for launch, it's exciting. It's stressful. You don't know how it's gonna be until you actually just let your, you know, your newborn out into the wild and see how it does. Stress levels are always high. I mean, it's you're working for me. I'm working a lot, you know, doing from formulation to packaging and all that. And just hoping for a great launch. You know, friends and family and the rest of the people to really try our product. We think it's a really good product out there, so I'm excited. Levels are high.
I love it, man. So where can we find the product? Give us a couple of like locations we should go up and double down on some of the huppies.
Yeah, just go to bhuppy HUPPY.com. You can find all of our products there. We have two flavors: eucalyptus mint and charcoal mint. We'll be releasing more in the future, but those are two staple flavors. You can also follow us on Instagram, HuppyCo, and on Twitter as well.
Awesome. Dude, I'm excited, man. This is week 1. This is Team Huppy right here. We got David Fan in the house, right? We're going to follow this journey until $1 billion exit, maybe like $100 million to $1 billion exit. If it's any less than $100 million, I'll be pissed. And and we're going to follow it until, you know, that ultimate success. So dude, I'm excited for you. We're going to check in with you every week. We'll go from there. All right, brother.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.